Welcome back once again to Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan as I continue Season 2, Episode 4, entitled It's All About Forgiveness. On the last part of this episode, I started giving you some verses that talk about forgiveness and the importance of forgiveness, especially in the Christian walk. I hope you will check out that part, as well as the previous four parts of this episode where we hear an amazing story of forgiveness from Holocaust survivor Corey Ten Boom. She's got an amazing story that I wanted to share with you. It was a Focus on the Family broadcast that was done several years ago. And I heard it and I said, I need to get this and keep this. And that is why I wanted to share it with you. So I hope you will check all of the previous parts of the episode out, as well as the other episodes that I have recorded. Like I said, I am in season two. I am very blessed that God has allowed me to do this for another season, and I'm going to keep doing it as long as he gives me the ability to be able to do that. So you can find the podcast on various podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. And you can also email the podcast, truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. The previous part of this episode, I gave you a couple of verses that talk about forgiveness, Ephesians 4:32 and Mark 11:25. And then I also talked a little bit about what Jesus is talking about in Matthew chapter 6 and how he is talking about how one of the ways to have a better relationship with God is to have that forgiveness in our hearts and to forgive others. So if you have never read Matthew chapter 6, I encourage you to do that. And speaking of Matthew chapter 6, I do want to share with you a couple of verses from that passage. And here are those verses. Again, Matthew 6, and here's 14 and 15. Matthew 6, 14 and 15. And again, I read in the ESV version. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. I mentioned it briefly on the last part of the episode, but it's not saying that if you don't forgive others, you're not going to get into heaven. It's simply telling us what pleases God, and it pleases God for us to forgive others. And I know when we get up to heaven, we're going to have our rewards for the life that we have lived down here on earth. And it's called the Bema Seat Judgment. That is for believers. The Great White Throne Judgment is for non-believers. You do not want to be at the Great White Throne Judgment. You want to be at the Bema Seat of Christ, which I believe translates to mean the Mercy Seat of Christ. But it's one of those things where the Bible says that we are to forgive others. It keeps hammering that point home that we are to forgive others. We are to confess our sins. But here's something else. I heard a pastor say this one time. There is only one sin that God will never forgive. One sin that God will never forgive. And you may say, well, Travis, it just says that if we forgive others and we confess our sins, he will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is true. But there is one sin that he will never forgive. And that is rejection of the truth and the rejection of Jesus Christ. He will not forgive those who do not. And I also said in the last part of this episode, and I want to hammer it home as well, and that is that God will never ask us to do something he does not enable us to do. He will give us the love and the forgiveness that we need in our hearts to forgive others. So it's not like he's asking us to do something that's impossible. He is asking us to do something that he has called us to do and that he gives us the ability to do. Now, it's your choice as to whether you do or you don't. So that's why I just wanted to make that very clear. It's our choice whether to forgive or not, but we're going to be held to the same standard. So if we sit there and say, well, I'm not going to forgive them because they hurt me in this situation, he'll be like, well, then why should I forgive you when you did this? And it's something to think about. I mean, it really is. And don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to sit here and say that I've got it all together and, you know, I've forgiven everybody for everything and it's easy to forgive. It is not. It is one of the hardest things to do, especially in the flesh, in our earthly bodies. It is one of the hardest things to do, but it is something that we have to do. We have to reconcile that in our hearts with God and with ourselves, and we are called to forgive others. Let me take a quick look at several more verses, and then I'm going to try and close out this episode on this part. I mentioned this one earlier on the last episode as well. It's 1 John 1:9, and it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. that's also a condition of forgiveness. We are to forgive others, but we are also to confess our sins. We can't sit there and have a whole slate full of all these sins and say, God, I want you to forgive me of all these. I'm going to forgive others, but, you know, I'm not talking about my sin. I'm going to forgive this. I'm going to make it right with somebody, and then that's it. We need to confess our sins, ask him to forgive us of the sins that are on our slate, and then I think you start working out the process of, Lord, help me to forgive them. Help me to reconcile that in my heart. There is a parable called the parable of the unforgiving servant, and it is in Matthew chapter 18, and I believe it is going to be verses, it starts in verse 21, and it goes all the way through 35. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I encourage you to read that. It's a very powerful, if you have never read the parable of the unforgiving servant, maybe you've never heard of it. It's a parable that I don't think is talked about a whole lot in churches, but it's one that should be. And Peter came up and asked the Lord, and this is verse 21. So it's in Matthew chapter 18, and it's verses 21 to 35. Like I said, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but Peter came up to Jesus and asked him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times. And Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. In other words, every time he hurts you, every time he does something that you need to forgive him for, we are to forgive him. It shouldn't be one of those where I'm going to forgive him this time, but I'm not going to forgive him next time. It's not that at all. Now, something that I said earlier as well that I want to stress too, and that is you can forgive somebody, but I wouldn't necessarily keep them in your life, if that makes sense. You know, you can forgive them in your heart, and you don't have to call and tell them or talk to them and tell them, hey, I've forgiven you. You don't have to do that. If you want to, you can do that, but, and who knows, it may do something for both of you, but that's not a condition of it. It's a condition of you release that in your heart, you give it back to God, and you say, look, I forgive them for what they did to me, and let it go, and then just move on to the next thing, and which is not easy to do, because there are some things that people have done that you're like, how can people forgive them for that? Like people that take other people's lives, how can they forgive them for that? You know, that have killed a family member of somebody. I mean, you hear about it on the news all the time, and you say, it is rare though, but I have seen it. It is rare that the family stands up and says, we forgive you because God has forgiven us for much. I mean, I think I've maybe seen it once or twice. I hope there's more cases of it than that out there. But as Christians, we are to forgive others. There's a reason for everything. Everything that happens to us in our lives happens for a reason. What's the reason? We don't know. We may never know the side of heaven, but God has everything under control like he always has. He will always be in control. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 35. So, read Matthew chapter 6 and then head over to the parable of the unforgiving servant in Matthew chapter 18. Couple more verses for us. Colossians 3:13 says, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, you must also forgive. And then an example from the Old Testament from the book of Wisdom. And that is Proverbs 17:9. Whoever covers an offense seeks love. But he who repeats a matter separates close friends. If you profess and you have the love of Jesus and he is the Lord and Savior of your life and you are struggling with forgiveness, I implore you, pray about it. Ask him to help you forgive others, and he will. He will never ask us to do something that he will not enable us to do. Besides Corrie ten Boom, I think one of the other great stories of forgiveness and restoration is the Apostle Paul. Paul was a persecutor of Christians before he had that conversion on the road to Damascus. Paul was not a good guy. He did not like Christians at all. He was going around killing them. He presided over the stoning of Stephen. Apparently, I believe, I'm not quite 100% sure of that, but I believe many scholars believe that he was there at the stoning of Stephen. And again, that was Paul's life, but God forgave him for that. And he turned him into one of the greatest converts in all of human history. I mean, what an amazing story. And if you listen to Corrie ten Boom's speech in the first couple parts of this episode. You wonder, how in the world can she forgive the Nazis? How can she forgive Hitler? How can she forgive those who killed her family and who treated her family horribly? Because God has given her the love in her heart to forgive others. That's why. He gave her that love, and then she went around telling others about the love of Jesus Christ and the forgiveness that they too can have. If this wasn't such a hot topic, I probably wouldn't be talking about it. But I would argue, in the Christian walk, this is probably one of the hardest, if not the hardest thing to do in our lives. And I'm sure you can think of several different instances in your life where you've got someone that you need to forgive or something that has happened to you, and you're still holding on to it. Because I can almost guarantee you, when I said there's probably someone that you need to forgive, somebody came to your mind right away. And that's not to say that that's not the same for many of our lives. And I think we go through different moments where we forgive others quicker than we might forgive maybe those who aren't in our family, so to speak. But nevertheless, we have to forgive each other equally. So you can't sit there and say, well, I'm never going to forgive them for this, or I'm never going to forgive them for that, because that is not living like Christ. And when we start to forgive others, I think you will be amazed as to the amount of things that start to happen in your life. When you have that release, it's almost like God opens up his bowl of blessing and says, okay, here we go. That's not to say that you're not going to get any blessings if you don't forgive others, but maybe there's something that you've been praying about for a long time, and it's not happening, and you're starting to wonder about it, and you're saying, God, why is nothing happening? Well, I would ask you to go back and look. Do you have any unconfessed sin? Do you have anyone that you have not forgiven? Start there, and then see what God does. He is our perfect Heavenly Father. He'll give us almost anything that we want. Now, that's not to sit here and say he's not a genie in a bottle. I've said that before, too. We can't just say, well, I want this and I want it right now, because that's not how he works. He works on his time, but he will give us the desires of our hearts. But when we've got a roadblock in the way and we say, well, you know, God, I want you to do this for me, or I want you to guide me as to what you want me to do here, and he doesn't respond, he may not be responding because, like I said, we may have unconfessed sin in our lives. We may have people that we need to forgive in our lives. So that is my encouragement for you. And that's all the verses I've got for you for today. I'm going to wrap up this part of this episode. I sure do appreciate you tuning in. But like I said, it was just something that God put on my heart. I wanted to share that amazing story of Corrie ten Boom and her family with you. And I just wanted to talk about what the Bible says about forgiveness and the importance of that in our Christian lives. This is season 2, episode 4, entitled It's All About Forgiveness. I do appreciate you tuning in today, and I hope that you will tune in to previous episodes as well. Let me say a quick prayer, and then I will close this out for today. Lord, thank you so much for your mercy and your grace and the forgiveness that you extend to us. We certainly don't deserve it, Lord. And I pray for those who are struggling with forgiveness, that they would reach out to you and that you would give them the forgiveness that they need in their lives. And Lord, when we forgive, we know that it pleases you. And that is what I know I want to do. And I'm hoping many of the listeners listening want to do that as well. Lord, we thank you for sending your unspeakable gift to hang on the cross at Calvary in Jesus Christ. You have forgiven us of our sins. He is the payment for our sins. And we know that you love us more than we could ever think or imagine. Thank you so much once again for your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness. It's in your name that I pray. Amen. Thank you once again for listening today. And I just want to encourage you before I leave, if you have got someone that you need to forgive, like I said, you don't have to call and tell them that you forgive them, although I think it will do wonders for you and for them. But I do encourage you to talk to God about it. Hand it over to him. Let him handle the situation, because he will. He will give you the forgiveness that you need and the peace that you need. You know, there's a verse in the Bible, and I can't remember where it is off the top of my head, but it says, he will give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. It's a relief. It's like a burden lifted off your shoulder when you forgive somebody, truly forgive them. So I just want to encourage you to do that. I don't know how many more episodes I am going to record. I don't know when I'm going to record the next one or what it's going to be about. I'm letting God guide me as I go along in this journey. I hope these episodes have spoken in your lives. And as I have said, if I have made an impact in one life, then it has all been worth it. You can find the podcast on various podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. And I hope you will share it with your friends and your family and share it with those who don't know Christ. And I hope that it will get them to thinking, get them into the Word and start asking those questions so that they can come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I sure do hope you have a blessed rest of your day. I'm Travis Sullivan. This is Truth from the Heart. Remember, Jesus is King. Maranatha. And God bless until next time.